It might be possible to imagine a better Christianity, but this Christianity would have to fulfill four conditions. As a matter of interest, let me just give them to you. They're the outcome, I may say, of a great deal of thought on my part over the last few years. This better Christianity would have to fulfill these four conditions. First, it would have to entirely dissociate itself from the Old Testament, what I believe Aldous Huxley called that savage Bronze Age literature. Secondly, it would have to give up the belief in God. Some Christians have in fact already done this as adroitly and as theologically, so to speak, or archaeologically as they can, with their death of God theology. Thirdly, they'd have to regard, or it would have to regard, Christ as a teacher, not as a saviour. And fourthly, they'd have to improve on his teaching. Until we have a Christianity of this type, we shall just have to bring in Buddhism. We shall have to bring in something like the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. In other words, a new spiritual movement that seeks to protect the individual from the group, that tries to correct the imbalance between the individual and the group, and that tries to solve the problem of the individual and the world today. And this spiritual movement will have to be a Buddhist, put inverted commas there if you like, a Buddhist movement, because Buddhism, because the Dharma recognizes, as I think perhaps no other teaching does, the value of the individual, shows the individual how to grow, how to become more and more of an individual, allows him to develop in his own way. Moreover, gives him the example, the inspiring example of the Buddha, as it were, the supreme individual, gives him the support of the Sangha, of spiritual humanity, of other individuals with whom he is in direct personal contact. But nonetheless, all the same, it's not easy to be a Buddhist. Least of all is it easy to be a Western Buddhist. After all, Buddhism, historically speaking at least, is an Eastern religion. So what, if any, is the relation between Western Buddhists and Eastern Buddhism? That is the question with which we shall be dealing next week.